Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am the home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Good morning and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. My name is Kasia, and today we're going to be talking about preparing for moving day, because I know some of you are going to be getting ready and you're getting your house ready to sell. And since I've had to move every 2 years when I was in the military, I've learned a lot of things along the way of how to prepare for moving day. So those are the things I want to talk about today. So I have 9 tips to prepare for moving day. So you've sold a house, everything's fantastic, right? You know the moving date, the moving company's coming over, and you're ready for the move, right? Here are some things that you should think about when it comes time to before you actually move, all right? So number one, if you haven't done this already because you've already staged your house, you should all have gotten rid of anything you don't plan on using in the new home. So for example, if you are moving to a smaller home and maybe you have a riding lawnmower that at the new house you're just not going to use, make sure you have sold that already, okay? Sell it, get rid of it, whatever you need to do, donate it. I don't know, I wouldn't donate a riding lawnmower, but you know what I mean. If there's other things, like you have too many utensils, too many of whatever, tools, because you're not going to be using the tools anymore. Those are some things to get rid of because you're not going to be using them in the new house, okay? So why move extra stuff that you haven't used maybe in years, okay? Hold a garage sale or consign it, okay? So those are a couple of things to keep in mind. So that's tip number one, okay? Get rid of anything you don't plan on using in the new place. Number two, find all the important documents and keep them together in a locked container. This one was such a big one, things like birth certificates, car titles. So it's really hard to get those duplicates. If you know where they are, hopefully you have them in one spot now in your home, but when it comes to moving day, make sure you have those with you. If you have kids, any shot records, medical records, copies of those things, medical records for you, dental records, all that kind of stuff, you want to keep with yourself. When we moved here to Germany, I actually made photocopies of all the kids' birth certificate, our birth certificates, passports, and put them in a binder, actually in a cover sheet, basically, where kind of like you do like a book report type of thing, you know? And I put all the copies together in one binder. So if I did lose it, I knew where to go find it. I had copies of it, especially if I, God forbid, lost our passports, you know, I at least had the passport number. So if I had to ask for another one because we lost it, at least I can refer to the passport number, credit cards, all that kind of stuff. Okay. So put all your important documents together and keep them with you. Put them in one spot, in your suitcase, wherever it may be. Okay. So that's number two. Number three, do a home inventory. Have you taken pictures of all the items in your home? Now is the time to do it before it gets packed away. So you can show that, yes, you had 3 large screen TVs. You have this, all these tools, especially tools, men and their tools. They love their tools, I swear. But they get, you know, when the packers pack up the stuff, they're going to say, oh yeah, 5 garden tools. Well, no, that means it's a pickaxe, it's a shovel, it's a rake, it's a whatever. Especially on the inventory, on the moving inventory, you got to pay attention to that. But here, at least if you have pictures or a video of the room with all the things in there, you can show to the movers that, yes, you actually did have this stuff, okay? So do a home inventory before it goes on the truck, okay? Number four, serial numbers. So if you have electronics like large TVs, DVD players, which I know some people still have, we still do. anything with a serial number on there, write those down, take a picture of it, and put, you know, take a picture with your phone. That way you have it on your phone, okay? Again, this is proof that you own the item in case it gets lost, all right? Because items do get lost, I know. Number five, decide which items you will take with you in the car versus going in the moving truck. So there are certain things that the moving companies will not pack, such as candles. So if you have a whole bunch of candles, the moving company will not move those. Propane tanks,
matches or open bottles of liquor. So if you're a military, you know all this stuff already. You've had this experience of they're not going to touch any of that stuff. So you need to make sure if you want to take it with you that you have room for it. Especially propane tanks, they take up a lot of space. If you have a pickup truck, you can easily put them back there. But there are certain things you might want to check with your moving company for a complete list of what things they will not take. And then there's things like irreplaceable items, like photo albums, if you have those. We have Shutterfly books, so our photo albums can be replaced. I just have to reorder it because it's all online. But if you have photo albums, that those are not replaceable, maybe that's something that you have to take with you. Again, your car's going to get loaded here with lots of things to think about. So make sure you know which things the moving company will or will not take and which things you don't want them to take. Okay? Firearms, another thing, right? If you have those types of things. So that's number 5. Decide which items will take in the car. Number 6. Pack your clothes a few days before the move and put them away so they aren't packed up by the movers. So if you know it's going to take the moving, especially cross country, sometimes it takes a week, a couple of days for the moving company to show up on the other end. You know, pack 1 to 2 weeks of clothing so you have them with you, and a couple extra sets because moving, you know, can get delayed by weather, whatever craziness. In the military, they might actually beat you to the location and you have a couple of days to get them off the truck before they put it temporarily in storage. And then once in storage, it may take them another couple of weeks before they get to this. So as a previous military person, you know that the sooner you can get to the new house and you have the house already set, you know what the address is and everything, try and get there before the movers do so that when, as soon as they show up, they can load it off the truck, okay? Because when it gets moved off the truck, there's too many hands, too many things that can get lost. So it's best to minimize that kind of a thing, unless you're moving yourself, which that's always possible too. At least you know where you're going, okay? Number 7, explore the new city. This is a fun way, if you have kids, and pretend you are tourists. If you can go check out like the local farmers market, do a city tour, go to a movie theater or famous landmarks a few weeks before you can go to the new city or the new town that you're going to. That way, it's not such a strange place when the kids come, you know, when you have kids, when moving day comes up. They at least look forward to, hey, remember that barbecue place? They had a really cool, you know, ride there or something like that, or really good hamburgers or something, you know, whatever it is. I like to also do something like a bingo game. When we do go exploring for the new city, I'll have on the bingo card, you know, if we know, if we're moving in the south, we know, okay, find some place that has sweet tea, you know, or, you know, a statue of a famous soldier or something like that, or a library or a bank or a school, you know, that way they kind of get familiar with, oh, I remember the school next to this funny looking statue, whatever it is, okay? So explore the new city. If you can do it beforehand, great. If you have to wait till you get there, that's fine too, because you're going to have need time when you're unpacking that you're like, I'm tired of looking at these boxes. Let's go out and explore the town. Okay. So yeah, so there's lots of different things that you can do. Finding, especially if you can find a local ice cream shop, that's just fun. Or a dessert place or a bakery place, coffee place, you know, that kind of a thing, just to kind of get to know your town. All right. Number 8, find local banks and visit schools or daycare if you have kids before moving out. Larger banks now are almost everywhere, but it depends on where you're going. Sometimes you can keep your bank, especially if it's like USAA, you can, you know, use any ATM to get money withdrawn from there. But if you need to move to a new local bank, check them out, see what they offer. Sometimes they have better customer service than the larger banks do. Okay. So check that out. Check out schools and daycares. Ask on Facebook groups, you know, hey, I know in Moore County, there's a group, I can't remember the name of it right now, but there's a business that will actually help you find daycare and or preschool, for your little ones, especially if you're looking to see, you know, want to put them in for something. They will get you a list of all the available ones and if they have any openings available. Some may have, you know, a wait list, like your, as long as your arm, and you don't want to waste your time driving around finding out, oh, well, they have a wait list. I can't get in there. But this one business, and I'll put the, drop the link in the notes here, especially for Moore County, especially if you're new and you wanted to find a place for your kids to, you know, go to preschool, they have, they're a great resource and it's free. Okay. And then lastly, number 9, drive the routes from the new house to the new job to the school before the actual first day of work or school, okay? So if you are house hunting and you find a house and you know you're going to be working in this general area, drive around that time if you can before moving day to figure out the routes. There may be multiple routes. There may only be just one. So find that out now so you know how many different ways you have to get out and about the town, okay? So those are just some 9 tips before moving day and what you can do to get ready for your move. And I have another blog, I'll talk about that and do that as a different one, for actually moving day, not before moving day. These are 9 tips before moving day. I have another one that I'll talk about in a couple of episodes from now about what you should do on moving day, because that's totally different things that I've learned on that kind of a day too. So hopefully you guys have learned this stuff already. Some of you may have not because you haven't moved in a long time. These are just some great tips to get you started. And as far as getting started and decluttering, if you haven't decluttered, I'm looking to do a decluttering challenge sometime in April. But if you need help with that beforehand, I'd love to help you get your house ready to sell. So if you need some staging help, let me know, send me an email, and I'll put that in the show notes as well. So that way you can contact me and we can get your house sold faster so you can get to your next town or next job. All right. I hope you guys have a fantastic day and I will talk to you later.